you know the experience of being sick in soul? Does that resonate with anyone? I'm not talking about being sick in body. I mean sick in soul. I would say that I've come to a place in myself where I am sick of myself. Ever get that feeling at all? Just kind of tired of being you? Maybe a bit weary of the journey that you've been on? Of yourself? I wonder if some of you get that feeling come here today. Because the hardest journey in life, I think by far the hardest journey in life, is to learn how to live within your own skin. Like, I know there are lots of external things out there that can happen, you know, events intercede into your life that impose a trial upon you, a burden, but they come and go. They move in and out of your life, out of my life, but living within your own skin is a marathon. And I must say that I am come to a place in my own life where I find it harder and harder to accept how I constantly undermine and sabotage my peace and my joy in life. It's little things. It's not really big things. It's little things. The accumulation of little decisions, little responses, little reactions that lead to a deeper sense of disenchantment. And what am I disenchanted with but myself? The song that is today's spirit in the song is, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. And I think in some ways it's a song of disenchantment. A song of a quest for something that's unsatisfied. And what is the person in the song looking for? They climb mountains for it. They climb the highest mountains for it. They walk through fields. They scramble over, they scale city walls looking for it, but they still haven't found what they're looking for. The song was extremely popular back in 1987 when U2 recorded it. It was part of their Joshua Tree album. It was a mega hit throughout the world, one of the biggest hits of all time. So it obviously spoke to something that we all feel, or many of us do at least, as we go about living life and live out the spiritual journey that we're all on. Got me thinking in the song, you know, who is the you in the song too? The one that only to be with you. I scale the mountains, I go to the highest mountains, scale city walls, I walk through fields, I go to an enormous other number of other places, but who is the you in the song that they're looking for, only to be with you? Three of the members, as Jason was mentioning, are professing Christians. They actually come out of the fellowship called Shalom. They are very intent on their spiritual faith as a guide to their music making. In fact, one of the things that separates U2 from lots of other bands is their music is as much a means as an end. It gives them a certain extra power in their presentation. Bono, the lead singer, called I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For a gospel song for the restless spirit. And I think the song speaks of the bittersweet journey of faith, a faith that all of us here are in some sense on, that journey of faith that promises so much for us and yet at times fails to truly deliver what we're looking for. When Sally and I have a Sunday off, we will often go to a church service in another part of town, or maybe where we live in Guelph. I like to see what other churches are doing, but I also enjoy the opportunity just to worship as a participant. And I have to say that almost every church service I've gone to outside of Trillium, I've found the experience enriching. I've always gotten something out of it, a nugget, a blessing from it, but when I leave the church service, I still find myself feeling that I hadn't got the whole experience, that I hadn't really fully got what I came to church to find. I may have been touched by a wisdom in preaching or a song I really appreciated, But I haven't been caught up in the ecstasy of the presence of God in worship that I go to church looking for. Like, I want to be touched by God when I come to church. Do you? I want to experience the movement of the Holy Spirit that we talk about and we pray about and we sing about and we support financially about. I want to experience that in church when I come. Each Sunday, I need that blessing every Sunday. You probably do too. And yet, we come to church, and I imagine it's true for you who come to Trillium. You come here to celebrate, and you might have some wisdom, maybe coming from the preaching or the songs or the prayers or something goes on, the fellowship. But do you go away still a little bit empty? Maybe not empty, but yearning for something more? Still haven't found what you're looking for here? Something got missed in translation, maybe. Just didn't translate into our experience. You know, love is like that. It's not just faith. Love is like that. Love promises so much and often fails to deliver, even disappoints at times. We often have incomplete sense of love in our relationships. I mean, in our marriage relationships, the vows that people make to each other are very, very powerful vows. I want to share, just listen to these vows of two people that I actually officiated at a wedding yesterday for. And I won't use their name, well, it doesn't really matter. You won't ever probably meet them. They live in Ottawa, so. I, Bradley, take you, Catherine, to be my wife. I will cherish our friendship, love you today, tomorrow, and forever. I will trust you and honor you. I will love you faithfully through the best and the worst. What may come, I will always be there. I come into this union letting go of my deepest fears and embracing all my faith. And if I doubt, I will remember this time and why we came together this day. As I've given you my hands to hold, so I give you my heart to keep. So help me, God. That's a powerful commitment being made, a very powerful vocation. Yet, how many marriages actually even come close to living out that kind of commitment one to another? I don't think very many. I haven't seen very many of those weddings or marriages. How about with our children? You know, when your child's first born and you hold them in your hands or your arms for the first time and you're looking at them, and there's so much potential for a full, loving relationship with them. It can be a complete, total opportunity for love with that person that's just been born into your life. And we yearn for that as parents with our children, and yet, as things get along, things just seem to roll in a different direction, and we end up often with children that we love and who love us, but yet the love seems so incomplete. It seems to have missed the mark in its fulfillment. So I think there's a lot of disappointment in our love experiences in life between what we experience in reality and what we hope for in them. And I think this is true of joy. I believe that all of us want a deep joy that's promised to us in Scripture, that joy that's that complete joy that Jesus talks about, a joy that nothing in this world could ever take from us. No matter what circumstance you're in, there's a deep, deep happiness embedded right in the center of us that this world cannot touch. No circumstance of your life can touch. No difficulty or trial you're going through can touch that deep sense of joy. And yet, how many of us have it? I don't. Do you? And also, I think this is true of peace. I think we just want to know we're safe in a special kind of way. We're secure that there's a goodness at work in this world, an intelligence, a mind, a guidance that's looking over our lives, and that we're in the care and protection of. No promises that in our fragile bodies things won't happen to us, but that there's a promise of a peace that goes beyond anything that this world can do to us. And yet, how many of us have that peace? It doesn't take very much often to jar us out of a sense of security into a place of deep insecurity. I come to church today because I want the whole thing. I want the whole kit and caboodle of faith. I want the living presence of God in me. I want to see the living presence of God in you. I want to know the love that can take us to places we can't even begin to imagine. I want that love that will extend my arms as far as it can go in my love of my neighbor, whoever they may be. Do you? Do you come to church for the whole thing? Do you want the whole thing? The true and full blessing of faith that's been promised to us in scriptures. I mean, listen to what Doug read about Paul. This is Paul's take on faith. He says this: my response is to get down on my knees before the Father, this magnificent Father who parcels out all heaven and earth. I don't remember the last time I really got down on my knees and celebrated God in that way. Do you remember the last time that you really gave your whole heart and body and presence to the celebration of God in your life? I ask God to strengthen, the Father to strengthen you by His Spirit, not a brute strength, but a glorious inner strength, that Christ will live in you as you open the door and invite Him in. And I ask Him that with both feet firmly planted on love, you'll be able to take in with all followers of Jesus the extravagant dimensions of Christ's love for you. He didn't put the "for you" in, but that's what it's about, Christ's love for you. Reach out and experience the breadth of Christ's love for you. Test its length, Christ's love for you. Plumb the depths of Christ's love for you. Rise to its heights, Christ's love for you and for the world. Live full lives, full in the fullness of God. That's what I want. What I would love to see at Trillium, the fullness of the full life of God. Full in the fullness of God, is translated. And then Paul goes on to say this. He says, you know, God can do anything, far more than you or I could ever imagine or guess or request in our wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us. His Spirit deeply and gently within us. How often do you feel that Spirit gently working in you? I don't feel it enough. So maybe I'm not very far off from the song's intent. But maybe I still haven't found what I'm looking for in my faith walk. Maybe you haven't either. Is what I still haven't found what I'm looking for with, is it speaking about God? Like, is the you, I only to be with you, is that communion with God that they're talking about in the song? Because I think it is. I think the songwriters are talking about the relationship with the Creator, with the Father, the heavenly Creator of all things, the one who permeates everything. I want the whole God experience, the song is saying. I want the whole God experience, and I've not found it yet. I've climbed to the highest mountains to find that whole God experience. I've gone through the fields of life. I've gone over and scaled walls. I've gone through the whole range of possibilities, but I still haven't found you, Lord. I'm still looking for it. You know, sometimes we can get so disillusioned with our faith journey that we just turn to something else to try to take its place. A lot of people turn to the sensual. And by sensual, I don't only mean sexual. I mean sensual, the senses, the body. We try to satisfy our bodily needs in ways. We maybe get consumed by watching sports on television. That's a sensual experience. Or maybe it's food that commands our attention. But in one form or another, we try to satisfy ourselves through the sensuality of life. Like we kiss the honey lips. Now that's erotic, I would say. And we feel the blessing of someone's erotic touch on our bodies, and probably most of us have experienced that, and we burn with desire, and we know the power of that experience. But you know, the sensual and the sexual and the erotic is fleeting too. It comes and goes. You can't keep it. That second piece of pie never tastes quite as good as the first piece. Although the second tart you gave me did taste as good as the first, but it's another story. I don't want to undermine myself here. I've had so many second pieces of pie in my life. I want the experience of the first piece. That's what I'm hungering and yearning for. I get the second taste experience, and it's okay, but it's not as good as the first because it can't be sustained in this world. You can't find your fulfillment through the sensual things. They just don't last, or they change on us. And that second piece of pie, we eat it, and then for me, often I regret it because I didn't get the first piece of pie experience. That's why I ate the second piece of pie. I wanted to sustain the experience of eating pie the first time, but it never seems to work out. Talked to lots of people who use mood-altering drugs like cocaine and ecstasy, crack. You know, when you take crack, you get this moment of bliss. It lasts about 10 minutes, they tell me, and then it goes away. And if you want that bliss back again, you have to take it another time. And then another and another. But what happens over time is the impact of the chemical doesn't work the same way as you keep using it, and you have to use more of it and more often to get that bliss till finally you come to a point in life where it doesn't work hardly at all for you, but you are so profoundly addicted to it. And that's, to me, taking the hand of the devil. Trying to fulfill oneself through something that's not able to fulfill oneself. And the song says, even after we go through all these sensual experiences, we still find at the end of all that we still haven't found what we're looking for, which is our connection with God. And so we come back to the beginning. And it occurs to me the real challenge in the song, that maybe you might even call it the problem of the song, is that it rests upon the person who searches. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. I climbed the highest mountain. I walked through the fields. I scaled the city walls. I held the hands of angels or spoke in tongues of angels. I held the hands of the devil. It's all I. And it seems to me there's the problem for all of us. It's the I that gets in the way of our God experience. And this is where I come back to my soul sickness. Because, Lord, I'm tired of getting in the way of you in my life. And I really don't fully understand how to get out of the way. Do you? The I, for me, is the real challenge in my journey with Jesus. It's that part of me that I'm weary of. And in the song, it says, at a point, what I would call a confession, it says in the song that your kingdom come. And then it goes on to talk about the shame. Your shame. The shame, Lord. You took the shame away from me through the cross. In a way, I think the shame is that I feel at least, is that, God, I constantly thwart your life in me. I compare the song, I still haven't found what I'm looking for, to the song I Will Never Be the Same, which is a song of spiritual fulfillment, a song of someone who has found what they're looking for and who's experienced the blessing of the Spirit come upon them, who's been awakened in their hearts and minds and now understands the shift in their life has taken them to a new place. Do you want that shift for you? I know I do, and I would love to see it for the church, but do you want it? Or that song, God, beyond all galaxies, you're holy. The ecstasy of celebrating the amazingness of the creation and all that it entails and our understanding of the Creator's work in our lives. Do you want to be exalted that way in your praise of God? To live so totally and fully in the mind and heart of God that you can understand and comprehend in a minuscule way what God is up to in this world, what God has created for you and me, and what God is creating through you and me. Well, I hope so. Because I know I can't get there on my own. Even if I want this for myself, it's going to have to be done together with you. You know, no mission trip really works with one person going, or even two. It takes a team, a group of people committed to the act of being a blessing into another part of the world. You know, we're on a giant mission trip here. This is our mission trip. We're on a mission trip together in Cambridge. Our mission extends out to KW, Guelph, all around Cambridge, and it maybe even extends to places like Guatemala or Kenya, Nairobi, Kenya, or who knows where. We're on a giant mission trip already. Maybe going to Guatemala is an easy thing for us to do if we understand this. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. I believe that if we journey together sincerely with a commitment as a mission team here, that God will bless us and give us what we are looking for, which is Himself, wholly and completely.